Feel Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
from 1962, starting off this morning with a track from Freddie Hubbard's album Here to Stay, which was a Blue Note album that didn't come out until 1976, strangely enough. One of the many great albums that never saw the light of day till many years later. A mystery, really, to all of us who love Blue Note, because the standard is still as high as it usually is. That was Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Wayne Shorter on tenor saxophone, Cedar Walton on piano, Reggie Workman on bass, and Philly Joe Jones at the drums. And that was a composition by the wonderful composer and trumpeter Cal Massey called Assunta. A very good morning to you all. Welcome along. It's Pete Evans. This is Spinning Jazz. And I'm here till 11 with Vinyl Magic, including this next one, which comes from the next year, 1963, and it's on the new jazz label. It's Roy Haynes, drummer supreme, from his album Symbolism. And on this track, you're going to hear his drums, Frank Strozier's flute, Ronnie Matthews playing the piano, Larry Ridley is on bass. This is a tune called Modette. And yeah, I've got lots of interesting stuff this week for you. A lot of new albums have come my way, none of which, I'm happy to say, were involved in the abomination that is Record Store Day, queuing up all night to buy a pink vinyl of something that you've already got. It's not for me. Anyway, hope you enjoy the music. Thank you. finally picked up a copy of this record. I've been after it for a while. Managed to pick it up this week. An original mono pressing on the New Jazz label once again. That was a tune called Friar Tuck, written by the bass player on there, George Tucker. We also heard Charlie Persip on drums, Richard Wyans on piano, and leader of the group on tenor saxophone, Jerome Richardson. The album Roaming with Richardson. This is Spinning Jazz. Pete Evans with you till 11. Let's move on and let's change the mood a little bit.
Thank you.
the early 60s on Columbia Records. That's from the album The Sound of Paul Horn, and that was a tune called Mirage for Miles, and it featured Emil Richards on vibes. Paul Horn was playing flute. On piano it was Paul Mower, and then the rhythm section of bass and drums was courtesy of Jimmy Bond and Milt Turner respectively. Before that, from the mid 70s, reissued on Harvinder Singh's fabulous Outer National Sounds label, we heard Jaman from the album Sweet Heritage, and the tune we played was Free Will. And speaking of Mirage for Miles, here's the man himself.
Thank you.
Explorations, recorded in February 1961, came out on Riverside Records. That is the Bill Evans Trio, and that tune was Beautiful Love, featuring Bill Evans on piano, Scott LaFaro on bass, and Paul Motion was playing the drums. Going to head up to 10 o'clock with a beautiful EP from the UK on the Tempo label. This is an EP called Mutual Admiration, a venture between Victor Feldman on piano and Dizzy Rees on trumpet. We also hear Ronnie Scott on tenor saxophone. Tubby Hayes is playing baritone on this one. The rhythm section is completed by Lenny Bush on bass and Tony Crombie at the drums. And it's yet another Miles tune. You can never have too many, can you? This is 4.